Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about Mercury entering Aries as well as the new moon in Pisces. But in case you missed it, last week, nothing happened in the stars, but we did talk all about Saturn returns. So if you've been curious to learn more about your Saturn return, then check out last week's episode and then, of course, come back to this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Venus in Pisces and how it affects you.
And with that being said, let's dive into the episode. So the first thing that happens this week is Mercury entering Aries. This happens on Saturday, March 9th at 11:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. So what you need to know, Aries is a sign that is known for moving quickly, thinking quickly, and being very decisive. So when Mercury, the planet of communication, is in the sign of Aries, our mind tends to be moving just a little bit faster, and you might find yourself, therefore, making decisions a lot more quickly as well.
How this affects you is your thinking and communication is going to be more passionate during this time. Because Aries is ruled by Mars, there can be more of a tendency to think or say things impulsively or to act first and think later. So it's really important that you are mindful during this time as you are responding to things or making different decisions, and that you take a step back and take a deep breath before making any decisions, just because there can be a tendency to be a little bit impulsive or to do things without thinking them through.
So why does this matter? While Aries energy is very straightforward and assertive, when Mercury is in Aries, you might notice that your communication as a result ends up being more direct and to the point. What this essentially means is you're more likely to speak your mind more freely and express opinions with a lot greater confidence while Mercury is in Aries.
Something you might not know is that Mercury will eventually retrograde in the sign of Aries. This happens during Aries season, and we will give you more details about that in the Aries season episode.
And as Kara just mentioned, there is an upcoming Mercury retrograde. So if you're wondering, all right, after all is said and done and Mercury is finally out of Aries, when does that happen? Mercury will enter Taurus on May 15th at 1:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have plenty of time to get familiar with Mercury in Aries between March 9th and May 15th.
And per usual, certain signs will be affected more than others. The signs that are most affected by Mercury in Aries are Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn placements. And by placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
So there are a few key dates you'll want to pay attention to while Mercury is in Aries prior to the retrograde. The first is going to be on March 10th. Mercury will sextile Pluto. With Mercury sextile Pluto, it's really about diving deep and uncovering hidden truths or insights. While Mercury sextile Pluto, it's a great time for focus, research, and investigation. If there's any specific topics that you really need to do a lot of research into, March 10th might be a great day for that. Outside of that, it's just going to be a good time to have deep conversations with others.
And then on March 19th, Mercury will be conjunct the North Node. This aspect is going to bring more of a focus to our communication, learning, and intellectual growth. This is a good time to have conversations with others and to engage in any activities that expand your mind or help you to think differently about things going on in your life. You might notice that you are seeing angel numbers around this time or signs or other opportunities coming up that might offer insight into the things going on in your life or help you pivot into a new direction.
And the next thing that happens this week in astrology is the new moon in Pisces on Sunday, March 10th at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know, new moons are new beginnings, and Pisces energy is very deeply connected to spirituality. So during this new moon, as we were just talking about spiritual insights and revelations, you might notice that you're experiencing more of them during the new moon in Pisces. This is a great time to connect with your higher self and deepen your spiritual practice.
How this affects you is you're going to be more in tune with your emotions and intuition. This is a good time to be reflective and to pay attention to the different feelings and things that are coming up, because this is a new moon and we are setting new intentions and working towards the goals that we set. It's important that you are looking within for guidance and aligning your life with things that are right for you. It's also important that you are practicing self-care during this time as well.
So why this matters, as we mentioned, new moons are new beginnings. So this is definitely a time to be listening to your intuition and your inner guidance when it comes to what is next in your life. This is a time where you might be feeling more connected to your inner world and your emotions, making this a really good time to be introspective, to meditate, and to think ahead for what you want the next phase of your life to look like.
Something you might not know is that Pisces is the final sign of the zodiac, so it symbolizes endings and transitions. The new moon in Pisces is a good time for releasing any old patterns and habits that you might be noticing. If you are someone who set New Year's resolutions for yourself and you found that you are less focused on them and falling back into old habits, this new moon could be a time to reset and officially let go of what doesn't serve you so that you can start fresh and new.
And per usual, certain signs will be affected more than others. Those signs are Pisces, Virgo, Gemini, and Sagittarius. Those are personal placements, Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, and or Mars, who will feel this new moon a little bit more intensely. Now, there are some aspects to this new moon that make it a little bit more interesting. The first is that the new moon is conjunct Saturn. This aspect definitely is encouraging you to think about the long term when it comes to the goals that you're setting for yourself. While there is a lot of emotions that might be coming up during the new moon, it's going to be really important you lean into the Saturn energy to make sure that you're setting boundaries for yourself and still maintaining your routines. I will point out that this aspect is separating by 9 degrees, which might sound confusing, but basically just means that its influence is not as strong as some of the other aspects that are happening to this new moon. However, you may still feel the Saturn energy manifesting more as maybe a sense of determination or focus rather than any like strong Saturn challenges.
The new moon is also sextile Uranus. This aspect is encouraging you to embrace your unique qualities, experiment with new ideas, and to break free from anything that might be holding you back. You might be feeling more inspired to think outside of the box, try something new, or just do something to switch up your everyday life. Since this aspect is exact at 0 degrees, its influence is going to be very prominent and you might feel it more strongly than the other aspects.
And lastly, the new moon is conjunct Neptune. This aspect is encouraging you to really tap into your imagination and to listen to your intuition. So if you're somebody who's into manifestation with the new moons, leaning into your creative side, or maybe meditating, reflecting. Journaling can help you with those manifestations. However, one thing worth calling out with Neptune is you want to be mindful of any tendencies towards avoiding confronting reality as our imagination is running a little bit high. So it's definitely important to make sure that you're also staying grounded while you're allowing yourself the space to dream and to think creatively. That is it for this week's episode. Just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Venus entering Pisces, so you're definitely going to want to stick around for that one. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us, make sure that you are following us on whichever platform you are listening on, and maybe turning on notifications so you don't miss an upload when we post. But that is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday.